Hey everybody, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word and to put it into practice and to see it produce results in our lives. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled, I Will. And we're going to be learning about the power of that phrase, I will. We're going to be discovering the importance of exercising our will in line with the Word of God. And friend, when you learn to do this, when we learn how to exercise our will in line with the Word of God, in spite of what we see and what we feel, this becomes one of the most powerful weapons that we will have in our arsenal to defeat the enemy and walk in victory in our lives. And so I want to start today's broadcast by looking at a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 30, and we're going to look there at verse 19. The Lord said this, he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Now, friend, God has given to every man a free will, are the right to choose. You know, back there in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we saw that God gave the man he created a free will. You know, he told them not to eat of the tree, but then he let them eat of the tree. And so you can see that he gave them a free will to choose whatever they wanted to choose. And friend, you and I have that same free will. We have the right to choose whatever we want to choose. Now, the word will means the faculty by which we determine to do or not do something. And so you have a will, I have a will, and I can choose to do something, or I can exercise my will and choose not to do something. And friend, you have that same will, you have that same choice. You can exercise your will to do something, or you can exercise your will to not do something. Now here's the thing, no man can take your will from you. I want to say that to you again, no man, no being, no evil spirit can take your will from you. Now men can threaten you with consequences if you choose to do certain things, but they cannot take your will from you. Your will is your will, and you can choose to do, to say, to believe whatever you want to. Your will is your will. In fact, I want you to say that with me. My will is my will. I can choose whatever I desire to choose. I can say, think, believe, and do what I choose to do, and nobody can take my will from me. Friend, God has given you a will. He has given you the right to choose. We see it right there in the beginning of creation when he created man. He gave him a free will. You and I have that same will, and we can choose whatever we desire to choose, and nobody can take our will from us. Now, God won't take your will from you and make you do something. You know, the interesting thing about the Lord is he will actually let you do what you want to do, even if it's not what he would desire for you to do. In Psalm 81, verse 11, the Lord said this, my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would have nothing to do with me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Now, the easy to read version says that verse like this: so I let them go their own stubborn way and do whatever they wanted. Verse 13, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me and Israel had walked in my ways. What do we see from that verse? God is letting them do what they want to do, even though it's not what He wants them to do. And friend, you need to understand this. God won't take your will from you, and He won't make you do something. He won't make you do what He wants you to do. No, He's left it up to us to choose Him, to choose to follow Him, to choose to believe what He says, to choose to obey what He says, to choose to say what He says. You know, despite what many people believe, God is not controlling everything that's happening in the earth. We see it right there in Deuteronomy 30:19. He says, I've set life and death before you. I've set blessing and cursing before you. And He says, you choose. And so God is not making decisions for people. He's not going to take a person's will and make them do something that they don't want to do. Now, on the other end of that, the enemy can't take your will and make you do something that you don't want to do. You know, in James 4:7, it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And so when he comes to tempt you, to try to get you to do something, you can resist him. And if you choose to resist him, then he has to flee. He can't take your will from you and make you do what he wants you to do that you don't want to do. Come on, Satan can't take your will from you. In Romans 6:16, it says, to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey. And so, friend, it's your choice who you yield to. It's your choice who you obey. And the enemy can't make you obey him. He can't make you yield to him. That's your choice. And come on, this is exciting. You can resist him. You can tell him, no, I'm not going to do what you want me to do. I'm not going to say what you want me to say. I'm not going to believe what you're trying to get me to believe. In fact, in Ephesians 4:27, it says, give no place to the devil. Friend, you and I can give him no place. We can tell him no, and he can't make us do anything. And so God won't take your will from you and make you do something you don't want to do. And the enemy can't take your will from you and make you do something that you don't want to do. Come on, say it with me again. My will is my will, and I can choose whatever I desire to choose. Let's say it again. My will is my will, and I can choose whatever I desire to choose. Now, in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, I want to go there for a second. Joshua 24, verse 15, it says this, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day whom you will serve. And so what's he saying? It's your choice who you will serve. And then again in Deuteronomy 30:19, the Lord said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. The understood subject in that verse is you. Therefore, you choose life. And so you choose life or death. You choose blessing or cursing. And then in Joshua 24:15, again, it says, choose you this day whom you will serve. And so we are the ones that are making the choice. You see, friend, the responsibility of choice falls on us. God gave us the responsibility of choice, and you and I are the ones that have to choose. You know, we have to choose what we're going to do. We have to choose who we're going to yield to and who we're going to resist. We have to choose what we're going to believe and what we're going to think on and what we're going to say. The responsibility of choice falls on us. And God will not make you choose something. And God will not choose for you. Many have tried to put the responsibility for everything on God. They've tried to make God responsible for everything. But friend, God is not controlling everything you do. God is not controlling the choices that you and I make. He tells us what to do, but then He allows us to choose. We can choose to believe Him. We can choose to trust Him. We can choose to follow Him, and that's what He wants us to choose. Or we can choose to yield to the enemy. We can choose to get into unbelief. We can choose to cower to fear and anxiety and sorrow, but the responsibility of choice falls on us. And He said this. He said, I've set before you both life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. And so the blessed existence, the curse existence, that's my choice. I get to choose what I want. I can choose blessing. I can choose cursing. I can choose life. I can choose death. I can choose to follow the Lord, to love Him, to believe Him, to trust Him, to obey Him. And if I choose that, I'm choosing the blessed existence. If I choose to ignore the Lord and not pay attention to Him and not obey Him and not trust Him and not follow Him, then I'm choosing the cursed existence. But the responsibility of choice is on me. It's on you. God has set it before us, and He's given us a will, and you and I have to choose. And friend, that's what we want to be seeing on today's broadcast. We want to recognize the reality that the responsibility of choice is on me, and I have to choose the Lord. I have to choose the Word. I have to choose faith. I have to choose obedience. I have to choose to follow Him. And when I do, you and I will enjoy this blessed existence, this life-filled existence that God wants us to. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these things. Number one, God gave to every person a will or the right to choose. Number two, God won't take your will from you and make you do something. Number three, the enemy can't take your will from you and make you do something. And then number four, the responsibility of choice falls on us. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to choose You, to choose to obey You, to choose to trust You. And Lord, we accept the responsibility of choice that You've laid upon us, that You've given to us. And this day, we choose to serve You. We choose to trust You. We choose to obey You. We choose to follow You. We choose life, and we choose blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faithful Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, I Will. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.